This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Leanne Hansen. Zimbabwe's veteran president, Robert Mugabe, is being sworn in today after running in a widely condemned election as the sole candidate. Mugabe's only opponent, Morgan Tsvangirai, boycotted the presidential vote after weeks of violence and intimidation against opposition supporters. Mugabe defied international calls to postpone the ballot, end the violence, and talk to his opponent. NPR's Ophabia Quist-Arkton is across Zimbabwe's border in South Africa. Ophabia, today's the inauguration, but it's hardly legitimate. What purpose does it serve?
It depends which side of the fence you stand on, Leanne. President Mugabe claims he has won an overwhelming victory in this runoff vote, even though, of course, he was the only candidate the opposition pulled out, and the fact that the opposition won the first round back in March, for which it took 5 weeks to get the results. These elections were held on Friday, and we're being told inauguration today, so many people are asking questions. From the opposition side, they say it was a sham election. The violence precluded anything free and fair, and they are not going to be part of it.
What's been the reaction from the Zimbabweans? You mentioned the opposition, from other African leaders and others?
You know, I think Zimbabweans are frightened, fed up, and getting a little desperate. They were hoping that when they went to the vote in March, that they were going to choose a new leader. Many of them voted for change for the opposition after 28 years of Robert Mugabe. That did not happen. Now he has stood. He considers himself re-elected. I think Zimbabweans want their political leaders to sit down together and to find a way forward. African leaders are, it depends who. Some have criticized the election. They said it wasn't free and fair. What they wanted was reconciliation, the two sides to dialogue and find a solution to Zimbabwe's many, many problems. As far as the West is concerned, Washington, the government in London and others are calling for tougher sanctions against Mugabe. They say it's an illegitimate regime, and we wonder whether they will recognize this re-election.
Mugabe has agreed to post-election talks with the opposition to try and resolve his country's political crisis. Is he to be taken seriously?
He said he would only talk to the opposition after the ballot. The opposition said it would only speak to Mugabe before the ballot and wanted him to call off the elections, which in fact many people had called for. But now we're in a hiatus. The opposition, I think, is putting the pressure on African leaders and on the international community to come up with some solutions. It says it has done its best. It wanted to contest this election, and it wasn't allowed to because its supporters and many others were so brutalized in a campaign of state-sponsored violence.
In the less than a minute we have left, a summit of African leaders in Egypt starts tomorrow. Are any decisions about Zimbabwe expected?
Leanne, there's going to be a lot of pressure on especially Zimbabwe's neighbours. That's the Southern African Development Community. They've been mediating in this crisis for more than a year, and nothing much has happened. Yes, the first round of the elections seemed to go well, but there is still a crisis. So I think African leaders are going to have to find some way forward. Whether they will recognise Mugabe's government, probably yes. Whether they will say to him, you've got to sit down with the opposition, probably yes.
NPR's Ophabia Quist-Arkton speaking to us from Johannesburg, South Africa. Ophabia, thank you very, very much.
Always a pleasure.